And Lee Clark joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in the studio this morning. And what a pleasure, Lee. Thank you for coming by to be with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Joey. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Great to see you. Now, Lee, Joy Sylvester Johnson had held that position at the rescue mission for 31 years before you returned from a stint with the American Red Cross to take the helm. Now, Lee, how did you prepare mentally not to be overwhelmed by that legacy?
I tell people sometimes that I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose, and I'm just hoping that some of it is getting inside. But, you know, the blessing was that I had worked with Joy for 10 years before. Mm-hmm. And so during that 10-year period, I got to do a lot of different things, and we really worked so closely together. And I think that was sort of the key that helped me to be ready and to be prepared for that, because we had so much time together over that time period. And
sure,
I learned a tremendous amount from Joy, and I'm very grateful for that.
I remember, what is the thing you do once a week there with the 4 p.m. meeting or something?
And so once a week we have rally, 4
right.
o'clock on
and
Fridays.
When you were announced last December or something and everyone came out and there was the laying of the hands on you, and
oh,
I got a great
yes.
picture of that. Just talk about that moment and that transfer.
Oh, you know, that it was very powerful. It was very powerful to feel just to be there with my wife and son, and to experience that together, and to have it was just like waves of people came up and put their hands on me and prayed for me and encouraged me. I mean, that was an incredibly powerful thing to kind of help through that process and help me honestly to feel prepared and to feel strong and encouraged and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. After about almost 6 months, what now, as CEO?
Yeah.
Lee, are you making any major tweaks yet? Do you have any in mind? You know, what do you see as your imprint so far on the mission?
You know, I think the imprint has been the fact that when I first started back in January and early December, honestly, getting some time to sort of spend time with every department, I really want to be out and about in the mission to spend time with all of our teams. I'm learning a tremendous amount from every part of the operation. You know, the mission's on duty 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, so there's always something going on. And so being out in the mission, learning from them, seeing what's happening, seeing, you know, kind of rebuilding on what I had learned that 10-year period, being away for a short time, learning and growing with the Red Cross, and now being back, you know, what I'm seeing is just the incredible hearts of the folks that are serving and that those the people that we serve. And so I think that as we go forward into the future, you know, looking at how are we going to continue to build on that legacy? How are we going to help hurting people in Jesus' name with compassion, to do what's best for folks, to be impactful, to help people get back on their feet after a crisis just as soon as possible, and maybe even help them never to be in that crisis to start with. And so we're having lots of conversations. We're changing some things and just kind of looking through that as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Roanoke Rescue Mission CEO Lee Clark. I wanted to ask you about we did a little story on it, the new resource centers that have opened up and designed to both one in the men's shelter and one in the women and children's shelter, designed, I guess, to make some of the guests there become more self-sufficient. There are access to computers, phones, a laundry center in there.
Yes.
Talk about that, and I know that was in the works, I think, before you even started. Back.
Absolutely. It was in the works for a while. And the idea is that we want to give our guests just as much access to their case managers and their resources that are going to help them get back on their feet quickly. So there are things like you're meeting with your case manager, going through what resources are available, looking at your individual situation and determining, you know, what's your story? What do you need? What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? And how can we support you in that effort? And how can we bring our partners to the table? I have spent a lot of time, Gene and Joey, really talking mm-hmm. to a lot of our partners in the community over these last weeks, learning from them as well, seeing what we can do together that's going to have a greater impact for those that we serve. And so bringing those resources to the table from maybe from TAP or mm-hmm. from Blue Ridge Behavioral Health Care Center or New Horizons, or are all those other partners that we work with on a daily basis, and seeing what we can do together to make that difference. And so those resource centers really give access directly to case managers during the day. It gives people a place to, again, get access to computers to be able to do job searches, housing searches. It's so important. And now we're looking next at so how do we teach some job skills? How do we give people the skills that they need to be employable? Or get them connected to opportunities in the community.
Let me ask you a question, Lee. And we're talking with Lee Clark, the CEO for the Roanoke Rescue Mission. Are guests, the people that stay there, Are they getting through? Are they cycling through quickly enough? You know, I've actually heard this from people in the area. Are they getting the help they need? Are they getting back on their feet? Are they getting help with job searches, housing, addiction recovery? Are they getting through and cycling through and getting out of the mission as quickly as they should?
You know, I think every person's different. You know, I had a conversation early this morning. I went into the mission early before coming over here and had gotten a call from one of our guests. And, you know, he was talking to me about some of the things he thought was going well, and he was talking about some of the things he thought we needed to improve on. I really appreciated it. And one of the things that stood out to me that he told me was that he thought that he was doing well, that he was working with his case managers, getting on track, but he thought it was going to take another 4 or 5 months to really get him where he needed to be. So in that case, he felt it was 4 to 5 months. In other cases, it may just be a few weeks. And so it really depends on the situation, what the challenges are. So if you come to the mission and you've got an addiction, there's a mental health challenge, maybe there's a disability that you're working through. And so if you've got multiple issues, that's going to take longer to work through all those issues. If you're somebody who is and like this fellow this morning, this is the first time he's ever been homeless. He grew up in Roanoke. You know, this has been his home. He's lived here his whole life, never has experienced homelessness before, but he still feels like it's going to take a little while to get back on his feet. So it truly, I think, it's an individual case-by-case basis, and each story is unique and important, and we talk to folks and work through that with people and help them just as fast as we can.
We are speaking this morning with Roanoke Rescue Mission CEO Lee Clark. I'm Joey Self, joined with Gene Moreno. Lee, the Rescue Mission reportedly has purchased some other properties near the mission at 4th Street and Tazewell Avenue Southeast. What can you tell us about any plans, Lee, for those properties right now?
Well, you know, that's been over a period of many years that the mission has purchased those properties. You know, and we've been using them for graduate housing, so folks who are graduates of our recovery program, they're moving into independent living, and so it's a sort of a transition place for them between being in the very structured environment of the mission to living independently, and that's been pretty successful over these last years, having a place for folks to be able to do that. They're paying rent.
Almost like a halfway house.
Sort of. You know, folks are paying rent, they're working, they're contributing to the community, they're volunteering at the mission in cases, and so that's what we're looking at as we move forward. Now, that property, you know, we're not sure, honestly, you know, what's going to be the next steps for that. And so we're again, having lots of conversations with our partners in the community, trying to figure out what's going to be best for that. We don't have an emphasis to, like, put a shelter over there or to put another dining room over there or something like that at all. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're really trying to discern what's best for the community, for the neighborhood, and for those that we serve. And mm-hmm. so we're working through that right now. I don't have a firm answer, but we're just really kind of trying to get some discernment and wisdom about how to move forward on that.
Sure.
We've got a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned partners, is the mission, Lee, working with the city of Roanoke and other agencies to reduce the number of chronically homeless people? And do you feel like you're making progress?
You know, we are absolutely working with the city and with others. You know, one of the first things we've done this year and just in the last few months is we're talking to Council Community Services about being a part of the Homeless Management Information System. It's called HMIS for short. And so we've been sending our information to them, but we haven't been fully participating in it. And so we're looking at fully participating in that. We're going to do training in September this fall and then move into that system in October, November. What that does is enables us all to better coordinate care for people. And so we can see what other agencies are providing to our guests. Other agencies can see what we're providing to guests. And so together we can coordinate our care in such a way that we do get people back on their feet just as quickly as possible. So that's one example of what we're doing with partners and how we're doing that as we go forward. And we're very excited about that. It gives some tremendous resources to enable us to lift people up and help them get back on their feet faster.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's in the Rescue Mission. Weren't you partners with the school system as far as getting some of these school kids in Roanoke that are actually homeless, getting them back on their feet and their families?
Absolutely. You know, Roanoke City School Systems has a wonderful resource. They've got Melora Horn, and Melora is one of those partners we've just recently met with. And Melora works with our families every week. She or her staff are there at the mission talking to the families, helping the families with school issues and making sure they're in school. Tremendous resource. And we work with all our local school systems in that way to keep families and keep kids in their school system. When they come to us in shelter, they stay at their home school so they don't have to be re-enrolled in a different school. And, you know, the other kids never have to know that child is in a shelter. And so it's a great partnership with the school systems here in the Valley to ensure kids' education continues as it should, and that the kids have what they need to succeed.
And I believe that there's some progress being made. X amount of kids, maybe about 100 or so, have been placed in home. These homeless kids in school systems have been placed in regular homes.
They have over the years. They sure have. Yes.
All right. We got about a minute left, about 45 seconds, really. Just talk about the best part about coming back. I know at the rally I saw you about, you said you felt blessed to come back. Just talk about being back as the CEO. Probably blows your mind a little bit.
It absolutely does, because, you know, very different role than what I was in before. And so it's challenging. There's a lot to learn. I'm very grateful because I've got a lot of support. I've got a great team there at the mission, wonderful volunteers, and even the guests. They want me to do well, too. And so there's this almost sort of groundswell of folks who want to come behind me and help me to do well so that the mission does well. And I'm incredibly grateful for that. You know, the mission is getting ready to celebrate its 69th anniversary, July 2nd. Been around a long time, and so we've done a lot of great work. We've got a lot of great work to do, and so we're very grateful for that. Our teams are very grateful for that, and we're looking to that as we move forward.
All right, Roanoke Rescue Mission CEO Lee Clark, thanks for joining us this morning, Lee.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lee.